This is Yael Maxwell, the 2015-2016 Healthcare Workforce Media Fellow at the Center for Health, Media, and Policy. For about the last 5 years, I've been an editor at tctmd.com, an online news and education website for cardiologists. When I applied for the fellowship last summer, I had a broad idea for how I wanted to tackle a sensitive issue in cardiology care. Teamwork is generally thought to be a concept that can only lead to good outcomes. But in the healthcare community especially, no one talks about the challenges that go along with forcing people with different personalities, education levels, and egos to work together. Through my fellowship, I was encouraged to talk with all sorts of healthcare professionals. For a journalist who had previously interviewed exclusively physicians, this was refreshing. Hearing the opinions of nurses, nurse practitioners, cath lab technicians, and administrators enabled me to have a fuller understanding of the issues that affect patient outcomes. The culmination of my project was a three-part feature series that was published on TCTMD in March and April of 2016. I sat down with my editor, Shelley Wood, after the series was published to talk about my process, what I learned, and how the cardiology community is currently interpreting the Heart Team concept into practice. Here is our conversation, which originally aired in the May 2016 podcast, Heart Sounds.
So hi, Yael.
Hi.
I'm really excited to talk to you about your Heart Team three-part series that we've been running on TCTMD. This is something you've been working on for 6 months.
Yep, definitely.
Now, we had some initial discussions about this, and I really hope that our readers have read all three parts, but let's just look behind the scenes a bit. For example, what made you think you wanted to write about this in the first place?
So as TCTMD journalists, we travel to many different conferences, and in those different conferences, I hear lots of talk, and you hear the word heart team a lot, and I started to realize that although you hear it a lot, not everybody agrees on what it means in practice. So I kind of wanted to delve into that a little bit and see what it actually means for the people that we talk to often.
Right. I often get the sense that it's a word people use because it sounds good, but what it is in substance was really worth looking at. So I'm very glad you did. For the first part, you really talked to a bunch of people just to find out that very thing. What do they think the heart team is and what works well and what doesn't? Tell me a bit about that.
So we started by asking what they thought worked. And teamwork is something that all doctors believe in and want to foster in their environments. And so that's something we really got a sense of by talking to numerous different physicians, both cardiologists and surgeons. But the biggest issues that people have with it is that it can be used as a slogan or as a kind of, it uses a fancy name to make something sound better than what it is. Another issue that a lot of folks had with it is the fact that there's not an optimal way to reimburse it.
Right.
It takes time for people to go to these meetings, and you know, often it can be thought of that they could use that time to be in the cath lab or in the operating room. And so it's a big issue that that they're grappling with.
Okay, let's move on to part two. This was the Heart Team survey. Tell me a bit about that.
This was really exciting for me because I had the opportunity to survey the cardiology community. And we sent out a survey in January. We got over 250 different responses. The biggest kind of most surprising metric that we got out of this was that 84.3% of our respondents said that the heart team needs improvement in practice. The rest of it kind of delves into what people use it for, if they feel that they're supported by their institution, and what kind of training they've received.
Well, we don't want to go into too much detail because we really want people to check out the results of this, which we published as an infographic on TCTMD. It's absolutely beautiful. People are going to want to print it off in color and stick it on the fridge in the cath lab cafeteria. But it was a wide range of people that responded, right? It wasn't all interventionalists.
Definitely not. We also got cardiac surgeons, coordinators, nurse practitioners, and a bunch of other people as well.
Great. So we encourage people to check that out. Let's talk briefly about part three, because this was really a case study of how a heart team can work well. But things weren't always that way. Tell me about Spectrum Health.
Yeah, so I found out about Spectrum Health. They're in Grand Rapids, Michigan, through a colleague, and kind of went in and talked to a bunch of the different players. First, I talked to Rick McNamara, who kind of spearheaded this effort back in early 2015 when he realized that the process that they were using just wasn't working. It wasn't streamlined. People had a lot of frustrations. And he kind of started this initiative back in early 2015. They started meeting once a month. He tried to get as many folks as he could from all walks of the hospital to come in and meet. From there, he got the support of the administration to kind of host this, what they call a roundtable event, to kind of delve into all of the issues.
Okay, so does Spectrum Health have any data yet to show that all the changes they've made are actually helping patients or helping the hospital?
Well, they don't have any of that to show just yet because it's still pretty early in their process. They are collecting and cataloging data from all their patients and their outcomes, and they would hope to use this in the future to kind of show this. But right now, they do think that the effort is already saving the hospital money. Dr. Theodore Bove, who's a surgeon at Spectrum, said that there's been a modest reduction in the cath to CABG times for most of the months since they've started.
Okay. So this will be something you're going to be writing about down the road, I expect.
I hope so.
All right. Well, I do hope everyone will check out the three-part series. It really stands to show how the problems with the heart team in theory can be fixed in practice. And it's a really fun read. Thanks for telling me about it.
Thank you for having me.
The issue of teamwork in healthcare is an ever-evolving one. Moving forward, I predict that outcomes will only improve if all involved, including nurses, nurse practitioners, technicians, and other non-physician team members, can effectively communicate and understand each other's challenges. Health journalists will play a vital role in this as well. But we need to continue to take the time to talk to, pun intended, all the players of the team. For HealthCetera, I'm Yael Maxwell.